Now, one of the best things about cheering your favorite sports teams on in person is the feeling that you're helping them defend their turf and being part of the infamous home field advantage. But anyone who watched this year's World Series knows that it only goes so far. The visiting team won every matchup in the 7-game series. Our next guest looked into the numbers behind home field advantage and found that while there's a benefit to playing at home, the reasons might not be what we think. Kostas Pelikrinis is an associate professor of computing and information at the University of Pittsburgh. Kostas, welcome to Central Time.
I'm glad I'm talking to you. Thanks for having me.
What made you want to look into the data behind home field advantage?
Home field is one of those things that we know it's there, because you can actually measure it with the data, but it's hard to identify its origins. So many, actually, of my friends were firm believers that fans have an impact on players of the opposing team. But for me, it just seemed that it's too far-fetched to believe that professional athletes that get millions, they will be impacted that much by some fans heckling on them. So that's why I try to see whether we can identify what are the reasons behind that. And, of course, other people have tried the same thing, too.
And let's talk about that heckling a little bit. You focus a lot in your work on basketball and the NBA, and there's an easy one to look at. If I'm shooting a free throw and everybody's yelling at me and hooting and hollering, does it make it harder for me to hit those free throws?
Yeah, exactly. So there are different things that actually you can look at in different sports. So as you said, one thing in basketball that you can look and we looked at was basically free throws. Free throws is a good example because basically it's kind of controlled. You always have the same distance. There is no one playing defense on you while you're shooting. So it's only you, the basket, and possibly the crowd. And we saw that there is no difference in the percentages of players that play at home and away. Other people have done similar things. For example, in the NFL, there was a nice article from 538 a year ago where basically they found that loud noise has no impact on the offense of a team. The false start penalties are the same rate for home and away teams, something that you wouldn't expect if noise was basically part of the equation here. So there are many, many ways to try and find that there is not really an impact on the actual skill, the actual performance of a player when they play home and away.
Well, now here's another part of the story. Every fan knows that the referees are biased against their team, whatever team it is. But you looked at whether referees were biased in general towards the home team in games. What did you find out?
Yeah, so actually that's one of the major reasons that you have the home field advantage. Many of the decisions that referees have to make are kind of subjective. So was it a blocking foul or was it a charge? It's kind of hard. It has some subjective knowledge, some subjective element there, the same as pass interference. So what we found, and other people also have found in other sports, is basically the home team gets, you know, all these 50-50, let's say, whistles. So, for example, home teams get about a foul more in NBA games. Other people have found that in NHL, teams get about one penalty more, which is about 0.25 goals more. In MLB, actually, at Scorecast, a nice book on the topic, actually found a report that when there is a full count, home teams usually get the right call in order to get this base. So it's actually pretty interesting. The data is very heavily skewed towards showing that home teams get some referee bias when it comes to subjective calls.
We need a psychologist on to talk about why that might be, but let's look at another reason, and this one seems pretty clear. If I'm on the road, I had to fly or drive a long way, I'm tired out from travel. Is the travel itself something that helps the home team and hurts the visiting team?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, there's a lot of research that goes back decades on that have shown clearly that, you know, jet lags and specific travel directions have a lot of impact on sports performance. So having to travel and then having to do back-to-back games when it comes to scheduling, for example, in the NBA, definitely this affects a lot the performance of teams.
You looked in a piece you wrote about this at whether home field advantage is changing over time. What did you find out?
Yeah, actually, there is a steady decline, not significant from year to year, but over the past decade, we are seeing a decline in the home field advantage. And actually, that's kind of expected if the major reasons are the ones that we just cited, because you expect, you know, traveling to become more easy. As years have passed, it's easier to travel today as it was 30 years ago. It's more comfortable. And also, referee bias can be reduced to some extent using challenges. Leagues have introduced all these means that allow teams basically to challenge decisions that might have been biased from the referees.
Interesting. So if the coaches can challenge the referees, or you get VAR in soccer, or whatever the replay mechanism is that actually reducing the amount of referee bias in favor of the home team?
Yeah, we haven't explicitly looked at that, but anecdote evidence seemed to point that way. So, for example, this year is the first season that the NBA has introduced the coaching challenges rule, and actually we had the first anecdote evidence in the game between Portland and Dallas, where the referee gave a foul for Dallas right 4 seconds before the end of the game that would most probably have Dallas won the game, but then the coaches challenged that, and they overturned it. So the home team didn't get the advantage that they would have otherwise.
As a sports fan yourself, Kostas, has crunching all these numbers changed the way you watch sports and your own favorite teams?
Yeah, definitely. It has changed. I think the major thing that now I understand better is how much luck is involved in winning. So I don't get that much upset when my team loses, because there is a lot of luck involved in sports.
That's a good lesson for all of us. Kostas, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Kostas Pelikrinis is an associate professor of computing and information at the University of Pittsburgh. He talked with us about what the data can tell us about home field advantage in the world of sports.